Thanks for calling customer service. This is Rosalind speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. I had an item on my bank statement for your optical sports muscle something for $6.70, and it is not anything that I ordered. I would like to have that charge refunded.
Yes, ma'am, can I have your zip code to pull up that account, please?
15061.
And your first and last name, please.
Patricia Homitz, Homitz.
Okay, Miss Homitz.
Homitz, Homitz.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Homitz.
Yes.
For security purposes, can I have you verify your full address, please?
1498 Indiana Avenue, Monaca, Pennsylvania, 15061.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Holmes, I'm not seeing you even placed an order with us. On this account, it don't even have anything listed.
Okay, I got a charge for $6.70.
Yes, ma'am, I don't disagree with you on that. However, I'm saying in our system, it's not showing anything.
So well, how did
even
that get on there
if
somebody didn't make an error?
Okay, do you remember taking a survey recently or signing up for a 14-day trial on anything?
Say that again.
Do you recall taking a survey or signing up for a 14-day trial recently?
Not for optimal work, no.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize, Ms. Holmes. Give me one second. I'm going to see if you have another account with us, okay?
Okay. You could try Path as the first name.
Is that Path?
Yes.
Like P-A-T-H?
P-A-T. Pat.
Okay,
name.
Pat. Okay. Give me one second. Okay, thank you for holding, Ms. Holmitz. Now, I did find another account with us, and I do show that it was for $6.70. However, it's saying that it was declined, so it shouldn't have been withdrawn from your account.
There is no charge under that?
No, ma'am. It said it was declined.
Hmm. Well, I guess I'm just out $6.70.
I do apologize.
And I'm sure I won't ever deal with you again. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.